In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of this blessed Sunday tells us about a story of true repentance. The woman who was known as being sinful in the whole city, she entered into the house of Simon, who invited the Lord to have a dinner with him. And we all know the story, how she came from behind the Lord, and she had with her this alabaster flask of oil, and she poured it on his feet. And this story tells us about how true repentance would show. Sometimes we assume that maybe because we feel certain feelings, then we are penitent people, repenting. But actually, let us go today and measure ourselves against this woman. Because the Lord didn't think of her based on her reputation, or based on how long she stayed in sin, or how deep she went, how far she went away from him. The Lord valued her repentance. It was very sincere from her heart. Let us go and see how true repentance would show. True repentance will show as a sense of urgency in seeking forgiveness. The person who is really truly, from inside his heart, a penitent person, once he feels that his white robe is stained with the blemish of sin, he wouldn't postpone his repentance till tomorrow. This woman could have waited for the Lord until he comes out from the house, because when she entered, everybody looked at her. It was very embarrassing. But why did she choose to go immediately now? Because she really was moved with these holy feelings. I want to change. It is time now to seek forgiveness. She didn't consider the embarrassment of going into the house of a Pharisee. She didn't consider what the people would think of her. She only thought of one thing. I want to be forgiven, and I want it now. The language of the Bible, whenever it comes to repentance, is the language of today and now. Heed St. Paul saying to the Hebrews, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. It is today. Sometimes we feel like I sinned, and I think that I should seek forgiveness. But because the repentance, it is not very sincere, we find many reasons to postpone this. We say that, okay, I will try to find time in my schedule and arrange a time and a meeting with Abuna. This sense of, like, I can postpone tells me that I am not pushed enough. I don't feel like really I have a dirt that I not to take it away. What happened to all of us when we walk in the street and maybe for any reason, like a water or a mud falls on our clothes? We don't wait until tomorrow to go and change and take a shower. If I am truly penitent, I would seek forgiveness today. I wouldn't go to sleep before I balance my account before the Lord. So the first sign that tells me about true repentance, it has this sense of urgency. It is today, it is now, not tomorrow, not coming week, not whenever my circumstances will allow me. The second sign is true repentance shows as a sincere sense of unworthiness. This woman, she didn't feel like she deserves to stand before the Lord. So she came from behind him. She didn't want to look to him at all. It is the same with what happened with the prodigal son. This boy, when he thought of himself, I should go back to my father, he decided to go with these words in his mouth. Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. If I am a true penitent person, I feel like because I transgressed the laws of being a son, then I don't have any rights for anything. How can I stand before God and claim rights while I come short in my duties? And if I did not behave as a son, how can I go and I say that I want you, Father, to give me as you give to your children? Yes, our Heavenly Father is merciful. Yes, he will always look to us as children, but meanwhile, this is exactly what happens when we feel this holy emotions of repentance. I feel like I am not worthy to be a son to my holy father. It is the same when the publican came to the temple to pray. He was not able to raise up his eyes and to look towards heaven, but he stood at the back of the temple, knocking his chest and asking for forgiveness. It is this sense of unworthiness, sense of humility that will fall upon our hearts when we are truly, truly penitent people. True repentance also shows as godly sorrow. There are many kinds of sorrow and grief that we might be experiencing. But look here, St. Paul is defining how these emotions is called godly because of what? He said this to the Corinthians in his second epistle. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the worldly produces death. So now we know that there is sorrow according to the worldly. When I lose something, when I try to achieve something and it doesn't come, yes, we might feel, I am not happy, I am sad, I am sorrowful, but this is not godly sorrow. Sometimes even when we transgress the commandment, we feel that we are sad, we are sorrowful, but actually not for a godly reason, because maybe of pride inside us, how I am the great person would do such a thing. But godly sorrow will lead to repentance, leading also to salvation. This godly sorrow that we feel like, how I did this? How did I sadden the heart of my father? How did I transgress before his eyes? This is where it comes from. Sometimes we don't feel anything. Unfortunately, because of the habit of falling and over and over and over without seeking forgiveness, without being aware even of the commandment, sometimes we, as the Bible says, we drink the iniquity like water. We don't feel anything. I don't feel even like I'm doing anything wrong. Here actually we have a big problem. If sin doesn't make us to have sorrow inside our hearts, then we have a problem. We got habituated to it. It is no more something that troubles our conscience. True repentance also shows as a strong drive to offer. This woman, while coming and seeking forgiveness, she didn't come with empty hands. No, she thought that I should buy him something. I want to give him something. This is not the price of the forgiveness that she is seeking after. She thought that because I feel I owe him, because I feel like, yes, I'm not worthy, I want to stand before him offering something. So what helped her to come is this alabaster flask of fragrant oil, and she stood at his feet behind him weeping. If I am truly a penitent person, I will always feel I want to offer. Prayers is an offering. Fasting is an offering. Why the people of Nineveh thought of themselves that, let us do something. Let us offer the Lord something. Maybe he will look upon us and forgive us our sins. They didn't find anything in their hands they can offer. They don't know the sacrifice. They were not taught to offer sacrifices. So the only thing that they have is themselves. Let us offer ourselves on the altar of worship by offering fasting for everyone and prayers and supplications. If I am truly penitent person, if the sorrow of the sin is squeezing my heart, how can I neglect my prayers? How can I say about fasting, what is the significance, what is the importance, why it is something that we need to do? People who are truly penitent, they will find any opportunity to come and stand before God offering him something. If I feel that I'm indebted to him, how can I stand before him without having something to offer? Nothing would please the Lord more than a broken heart and broken spirit and hands raised to heaven and eyes looking to the ground. This is what we should be thinking if we are truly penitent people. True repentance also shows as a deep sense of love and gratitude towards God. We will all be looking at Him and know and remembering our sins, and we think of Him how good He is versus how we were unfaithful to Him. He was always merciful, always covering our sins, always waiting for us, always able to give us a second opportunity. And we think of ourselves, how we deny Him publicly, how we feel like we are not ashamed to transgress before His eyes. All of these feelings, all of these contradictions will make us to feel like we love Him because He covers our sins. He accepts us even in the middle of the sin that we are living and dwelling in. We deny, we ignore Him for many, many months and weeks, and then when we come back, we know that He will accept us. Whom do we know would be as kind as Him? That's why people who are truly penitent, they feel that they love Him because God allows them to stand before Him and call Him Father, in spite of knowing that we never behaved as sons. True repentance also shows as a firm hope in God's mercy. If all of these feelings would lead us to despair, then we did not repent the right way. Compare Judas and Saint Peter. Judas felt sorrow in his heart. This is what was written, that he was sorry that he delivered an innocent blood. And he felt that he regretted what he has done. All of this looks good. But what happened? He went and he hanged himself. Sometimes people feel like, yes, I am troubled with the sin. I feel very sorrowful because of this. But on the contrary, instead of going to the Lord and knocking the doors of His mercy, they will say, He will never accept us. I will never be good again. I will just go and continue what I was doing. This is not repentance. Then here we felt in despair. Our sins in our eyes became like nothing can forgive it. Even the blood of the Lord is not enough. If I am a truly penitent person, I will never lose hope. Never. Doesn't matter how much I transgressed, how far I went, but I will always have hope that whenever I come back to Him, He will accept me. Let us measure ourselves again as this woman and think of ourselves. Are we penitent people? Is our repentance true? Let us look how true repentance will show again. True repentance will show as a sense of urgency in seeking forgiveness, as a sincere sense of unworthiness, as godly sorrow, as a strong drive to offer, a deep sense of love and gratitude towards God, and also as a firm hope in God's mercy. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.